Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. And I thought we'd just talk about like an interesting phenomena, but how that phenomena really ties into not just quantum teaming, but also into different types of, you know, database analytics, everything that we do, and pattern recognition and all the things that we are evolving to when we start to do different kinds of anything from cyber audits to everything. So let's just go through it. And it's called the Bader-Meinhof phenomena. And it's basically understanding the patterns of our mind. As we know, most neural networks and processes and all that are based really loosely on how our actual brain works in artificial intelligence. So let's just get started and take a look at it. I want to welcome all interns, mentors, and visitors. Okay, so just to give an overview of what we are, who we are, and our ambition. You know, we are an IT company of interns that we've developed within Purdue University Global. And we, our ambition is to provide technical solutions, and we do that with multiple sources. You know, we have our interns, which is our hub of getting anything done. Within that, all of you all go to the departments that tie in with your degree, but also with your ambition of what you want to do in your career. We have partnerships. We might be developing another partnership as of today with Ashley's husband, who has his own business, and he has a expertise in certain areas. Technologies. We try to utilize all the technologies that would be used in real world as much as possible. And we do have clients that we answer to, say for the loyalty project or whatever we're working on. We have people that are waiting to for a lot, and even the cyber range is for the whole IT department if we ever get it, you know, when we get it up and going. So all these things are going on and we're trying to, you know, mitigate them and move them forward and advance. Next slide, please. Everybody's saying, what is up with that little orange Volkswagen? Okay, so let's talk about the Bader-Meinhof phenomena, because it's really, it just blows my mind as someone that's coming out of the business intelligence in the grad school. I just found it phenomenal, and I hope you all do too. Now, this is a phenomena that occurs in our mind. I mean, all of us. When you see a thing and you've noticed it and or experienced it or been told about it and it excites you, and then you start to notice that thing in all the different things that you do. Like when you go to the store, you say, oh, there's a this, or there's, you start to notice it more than you had ever noticed it before. And that is part of how the brain decides to learn. So what happens is that your brain gets excited about something like this little orange Volkswagen. Okay. And then it's, and then you've learned something about it. Oh, I didn't know they had that tangerine color of a Volkswagen Beetle, you know? And so then you get attracted to it. And that spikes, that triggers your neurons to a selective attention on that one thing because you're excited about it. It could be anything. It could be the first time that your child walked. You know, I remember that, and mine are 24 now. I mean, these kinds of things. I mean, my daughter's nickname is Peaches because she used to go, Mo Mama, Mo Peaches. You know, that kind of thing. These kind of things pop up in your mind. Okay. And in subconsciously, it's like, hey, that's awesome. You know, I'm going to look for that thing. You don't actually, you know, think about it consciously because you have other things to do, but you start to notice in your mind's eye, maybe you're driving down the highway and you're like, look at all those tangerine Beetles. Wow. I never noticed that before. Okay. So basically what you're looking for, you find. Because you have, your mind has been triggered and is excited by it. Okay, so then you start to agree with that. You say, hey, you know, there are a lot of tangerine beetles on the highway. I never noticed that before, but it is. And then from that, your mind starts to do some sort of patterns or some sort of organization of this discovery that you have sometimes, that you have. And it's very interesting because, you know, research nerds like myself and things like that, you don't always do research just from pulling down data. Sometimes you go into the data. If you notice now some of the things that are going on in the world, they have reporters that are there living the life with those people. And we call that ethnography. And that means that when a scientist or a researcher or somebody actually goes into the environment and lives among the environment to gather data from actual mental experiences. So then you start agreeing with yourself. And this can get very, very interesting and also very, very dangerous. Next slide, please. So what it actually starts with and how it becomes like a part of quantum teaming and superposition on the positive aspect of it is that when you see something that's good, you like the internship. You like what you're doing in the internship, but you only have 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and you'd like to know more. You know, your mind is actively creating this energy where you say, okay, that person knows something I'd like to learn from them, or that person can assist me in this way, or I can assist that person in a certain way, okay? Because your mind is looking for, you know, more ways to more frequently and to achieve this quicker success because it wants to become part of its database, if you will, your mental base of knowledge and energy. But at the same time, if you look at something as like the internship, okay, it's not real. We're just role playing. You know, I'm just pretending to be a manager or I'm just, you know, let me just get through this. You know, I can't do this now. I can do that now. And you get kind of defensive about what you're accomplishing. You know, what you're going to start to get is a mediocre phenomena going on in your mind. And you're going to continue to see reasons why you can't achieve, reasons why you can't get it done, reasons why you can't understand it. And that's part of uncertainty. It's part of fear, part of frustration. But it also goes into a habit of victimization. So many, no one knows everything. No one comes into this internship knowing everything. Some of these things are trial and error. Find the person that can help you. You know, go in, try, break a few things, not too many things. And even if you do, you have to fix it. You know, but you don't want to have this victimization. It's, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I've got three classes and then you're asking me to do all this stuff. You know, just time manage it. Your manager is there for you to say, okay, I'm working on this and that, but I need an extension on this or I need help with that. You know, so it's a difference. The Bader-Menhoff phenomena is not always positive. It's not always a full, shiny new car. Sometimes you can crash yourself. And then once you do that, it's hard to get out of that habit. And 9 times out of 10, it's not something that's just happening here. This is why the leaders and the managers and all that, we don't take anything personally because when we see a habit of mental activity, we know it can't just be here. This is just a percentage of your life. This is a habit, maybe not the best habit, that you can find all throughout your life. And the best that we can do, we will try to change that. And basically by putting the onus on you to take responsibility for your own time management, take responsibility for what you know and what you don't know and start to build more agency or ownership over your own adult life. So that's what we strive to do. But we're not really going to feed into any victimization or, you know, I'm an old woman. I've been to sea before. I mean, so we basically see them coming. Like the excuses and, you know, little clever things that people decide to do. 9 times out of 10, most of our interns are not like that. You all wouldn't be here if you didn't have the courage and the will to learn new things and do new things. But when these things pop up, we know that it's the negative side of a habit that is better for you to break if you want to be successful in the real world. You'll come here and you'll leave here, but that habit will go with you. So this helps you to understand as well, you know, in social media and different technologies, how these things are spread. You know, if you keep listening to something, be it true, false, or whatever, and if that's all you listen to, when you go out in the world, you're going to see that represented. And you're not going to see other things that are right in front of your face because you have already triggered the energy to look at the negative or look at how you're being victimized or how you're being treated differently, anything like that. But most times it's better not to take anything personally as much as you want to take the professional benefits you can get out of the internship and use those for your own self-benefit, for your own competitive advantage. Next slide, please. Okay, so the reason that this works, this Bader-Meinhof phenomena works, is because of the way the brain works. And that's when I tie into how AI tries to replicate. It can't not possibly fully represent a brain that has more neurons than we can even count and also creates more neurons. We know now that as you get older, you continue to create neurons. You might be tired of the world, but it's not because your brain is not continuing to synapse and push out different kinds of opportunities to learn new things, start new patterns in your brain. You're never too old to learn new things. Okay, so they are fantastic pattern recognition engines. Our brains are. It's just the way it is. I mean, this is how we survived from when we were in caves or wherever we started from. You know, when we came off the mothership, whatever you believe of how we got here, you know, it's these patterns that kept us safe, like being too individualistic. Like back in the day, you know, with the caves and all that stuff, we quickly recognize that if you want to go off and be by yourself in a cave, then the big boogeyman is going to come get you, be it an animal or something like that, because you have to sleep. But if you have a team, you can schedule times for, okay, I'm going to sleep now. You're going to keep watch. And then you're going to sleep and I'm going to keep watch so that we can live, you know, to see another day. So this is used for lifelong learning and subsequent success and all that kind of stuff. But with or without your consent, your brain is always recognizing different patterns in your environment. And we want that to be a good thing. Okay, so we use this extensively when building algorithms, when building neural networks, when building different kind of cybersecurity tools. What we're looking for is patterns. And in cybersecurity specifically, everybody wants to be a good hacker, right? But in the midst of that, when you're looking at all that code and all that stuff in the page, if you're expecting something to be flashing in red, I'm a bad guy, you're going to be disappointed. It could be a backslash. It could be something as simple as a space. So those kinds of things are what those people are trained to do. And they have, you know, machinery, you know, computer science tools to help them do that. You know, and it could be how many words, names, you know, or ideas a person is exposed to in any given day, you know. And then it is pretty predictable that you're going to recognize the same somewhere else. Like the longer that you look at a code, the longer that you look at a system, the more that you look at backpropagated information or, you know, algebraic formulas and things like that, you get more and more in the habit of what it should be, what you are looking for, and it starts to pop out for you. So it doesn't happen in a day, even though you might want to be that kind of professional. You're going to have to walk the burning sands, pay your dues to become an expert in it. We just want to get you ready for that. Okay, so you might incur the same amount of information. You might go out today and see, you know, tangerine Volkswagen Beetles again and again and again, and it'll flash in your mind. That's what we just talked about in AHOT, you know, things like that. And the good thing is that your brain promotes this information, just like in technology, because once you see it more than once, it sets up instances, just like in our AWS, our EC2 instances. It sets up instances of, you know, repeat and duplicate and code and all those kinds of things. Your brain does the same thing because what it's setting up is a sequence to make sense of your life. You know, it would something as simple as getting up in the morning and having your hygiene routine. Now, you could get up in the morning and you could go have the whole day and do your hygiene at night, whatever it is. But once you get in the sequence of how you do things. I mean, why we call it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all that has to do with your brain sequencing and making its own code of things that you're going to do without having to necessarily learn something new. Next slide, please. So I find it all, you know, pretty fascinating. So what we want to do is continue to achieve superposition, reach out to one another if we need help, ask for help with a central person, Marjorie, me, Marcia, whoever, if you have a problem, and then we will defer you to the right person if we're not that person. And just remember that your thoughts create energy. So many people think that, you know, if I don't say it, then no one knows it. But we do. You know, people do recognize patterns and behaviors in all of us. And that creates a form, even if it's a thought form. We have to understand that thought forms do lead our behaviors and all that, you know, and whatever it is and whatever you're working on in life, we're all working on something. And you try to work to, okay, I want to be better at that. I don't want to always think that everything is betrayal. I mean, that's been my issue for years, and I continue to work on it. And fortunately, people are in management and leadership are patient with me. But I continue to say, okay, you're doing this again. You're creating this. Back it up and try to do better. So as we go forward, you know, we're going to achieve a lot with a few. We're going to be new people are coming in next Wednesday, but only three. We're going to be a little thin until later on in September when C-Track and B-Track comes in. And then we're going to hype up again and be very busy. We have no control over that. That's just the way it goes. But it has never stopped us from doing a lot with a few. Okay, because we're all contributing to the greater success of our projects and of this opportunity that we're fortunate enough to have before you go out in the real world. Here's the place to learn more, to try it out, to do better, to start to connect your sequences and your mental codes so that you can be the best you can be. Okay, so team, we all know this. Together, everyone achieves more. And the last slide. And I want to thank you for your dedication. A lot of you are going forward. You're trudging forward. Everyone has their own personality and the way that they do things. But the whole attitude that adventure awaits, the attitude of, I want to learn this. I want to do better with this. Okay, let me try that. Maybe this will work. Do you have any ideas? All these kinds of things are dedication that moves us forward. It's good for you. It's good for us. And so everyone in here is going to be here for at least 3 more weeks. And that is time, you know, in those 30 hours, it's time for us to leave a legacy, for us to think in terms of, okay, who's going to carry this baton forward? You don't want to think that, just like with your courses, you don't want to think that you went through your weeks of doing it, got your grade, and then when you leave, all that goes to sand. You want to feel like, okay, I brought something with me. I took something with me and I left something behind for the next people, because we always leave the door open for you to come back and help and mentor and assist or even learn more on your own. Okay, so that benefits all of us. So let's think in terms, for those that only have 3 weeks out, of leaving a legacy or something that lasts for a lifetime at PGIP. And with that, I'm going to give it back to the ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doc.
That was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, if you see little tangerine Volkswagen Beetles all day, blame it on me.